Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I've got a confession to make. I like Celine Dion. I don't mind admitting it. I like her. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Alan C. is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top chief marketing officers on the planet. He knows more about how to put our best foot forward than anybody I know. And Alan, I need your website. I need you to tell us what you do for your folks.
It's cmotemps.biz, and I am the product. I'm the solution. It's for those people who are thinking about renting a chief marketing officer or an interim or fractional chief CMO. That's how I help companies in that regard.
All right, folks. That's an important point. And so I encourage you, one of the things I tell people all the time, Alan, is you probably, if you're running a small business and you've got at least one gray hair in your head, you probably need to get somebody to help you with your marketing in the 21st century. All the digital marketing that's going on is moving real fast. You probably need some help. And the good news is they don't have to adopt somebody and move them to town in order to get that. You can help them with that, can't you?
Exactly. With technology the way it is, being able to do that from a remote perspective or travel if I need to. But either way, I can get the job done.
So, folks, check it out, cmotemps.com. Thank you, Alan, for being here. I'm sorry, cmotemps.biz. Be sure to make that change. Hey, Alan, we're talking about digital immigrants, digital natives. I did some research this week with our poll, and I asked the question, if you're a heavy adopter of technology, do you sometimes feel anxious and intimidated by what's coming next? I think that's a fair question for all the different kinds of levels of people we have in the marketplace. We've got five generations out there. So the question was yes, no. The responses were yes, no, not more today than before. And then finally, the fourth option was I missed the 20th century. The first three, yes, no, and not more than 10 years ago, they broke almost third, and a third. It was amazing. We had just about as many people say yes as said no, and about the same number of people said not more today than 10 years ago, and nobody said they missed the 20th century. I would have almost chosen that one if I wanted to have a little wry smile on my face, I would have chosen that one. But I thought it was interesting that we have about as many people who are anxious and as we do who aren't. That kind of proves your point here about the digital natives and the digital immigrants. But in the 21st century, where we've got a crisis of not having enough employees to do the work, we can't let our older folks get away from us if they'll stay, and we can't let them be intimidated by the technology, which you've seen this, Alan. I have, too. It's not
right,
that they want
right.
to retire. They're intimidated by the technology, and they're afraid they can't learn it. What do you think?
Well, this makes me think of a quote from Will Rogers, and he said, the trouble with using experience as your guide is that sometimes the final exam comes first and then the lesson, and which is so true. But, to your point, you need those people who have taken the final exam first, that, that have that experience. And I do believe that it's more of a mindset for them to get through, and that's to dedicating themselves to being a lifelong learner, that change is about lifelong learning in order to survive and get through that. And then the other thing they need to do is to go back and kind of check their compass, check their goals regularly to see, how they're doing against that.
The thing is, if we can train the older folks, and I'm saying older, they're probably all younger than me. If we can train the older folks to get comfortable with the technology and help them, maybe we even get somebody to help them with the technology, their perspective, I keep coming back to that word. Have you seen the movie Trouble with a Curve?
Sure.
That's an awesome movie. And all the technology that they could mount to try to pick out the best picture couldn't outdo one man's ear. He couldn't see the ball. His eyesight was so bad, he couldn't see what the pitcher was doing. But he heard the ball hit the mitt, and he knew that that there was a problem. There was a trouble with the curve, and he was right because of his perspective. He had that stuff, and I think we need to combine the perspective from the past and the new stuff, and that's, you can't get both of those things with people right out of college. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That's exactly right. I mean, somewhere, whether you're a digital native, a digital immigrant, a digital refugee, I mean, typically you think of those three things as separate categories that have little in common. But we all have a perspective on the exact same event, and that event will be seen differently through those different eyes. And being able to bring those perspectives together is what's going to help make a company successful.
I love the quote from Cato, the Roman statesman from the BC era, and he was learning Greek. And they asked him, "Why would he do that at the age of 80? Why would he learn Greek?" He said, "It's the youngest age I have."
I've been reading Marcus Aurelius. So,
oh yeah,
there you go.
hey Alan, good job today. CMO Temps, CMO, Charlie Mike Oscar, CMO Temps. .biz. Alan, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Alan C., ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Alan joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.